Yo, little man. Yeah, you, man, I'm talking to you. Come over here, man, let me holler at you for a second. Yo, yo, put the ball down, man. Some real shit. Listen. What's up, little fella? I know you're happy and feeling hopeful. I know you play with a sense of love and your heart is noble. I know you vocally haven't learned to express whatever repressed trauma. You're still young, you feeling less. And unless you talk about it, it follows you like a cloud. Or some heavy baggage you had to drag through a crowd. But for now, it's just a drop in the well. You shake it off, never speak it again till your career's taken off. But we often overlook what we look upon in the rear view. You never touch a drug because your parents won't let it near you. You dabble with addiction to money, women, and stardom. But the camera lens can be a narcotic, don't try to bargain. If you barter with a sense of morality, more tragedy, but falls the foundation. I hope you found you some patience. I hope you don't put your faith in man. It never helps. Even trust could be a vice. Some advice to my younger self. Some advice to my younger self. Just advice to my younger self. Waiting for you when the pain stops. Walking between the raindrops. Waiting for you when the pain stops. Walking between the raindrops. Waiting for you when the pain stops. Walking between the raindrops. Waiting for you when the pain stops. Yo, we walking. And he was barely 17, started to study music and delve deeper. Had an affection for voice inflection and verbal belief. And no speech for the trappers, he's more concerned with the trapper keepers. Keeping his raps in his binder, out of the sight of teachers. He speaks to his kids that he's familiar with. Roaming the halls, hauling his ass to his class like a chameleon is. Blended with the student body, embodying pious desires. He looks at life through a lens without a social bias. It's buying him time so he can find what his purpose is. His average grades are a barricade to a certain bid, asserting himself. It's a luxury that he can't afford. His mental health's a concern, his family just ignores. He found solace in the promise of the instrumentals. He downloaded from YouTube, it's incidental. He studied Tupac, Biggie, Wu-Tang, and all the masters. A wealth of knowledge, decided to write another chapter. Waiting for you when the pain stops. Walking between the raindrops. Waiting for you when the pain stops. Walking between the raindrops. Waiting for you when the pain stops. Walking between the raindrops. Waiting for you when the pain stops. We walking. Fascinated by the culture, he sat on his granny's sofa with his headphones fully attached to his ears, smearing a red tone. Yeah. Yo. Locksmith, Apollo Brown, yo. Bear witness, the highest examination of litmus. A verbal firebomb for whatever Bible you lie upon. A quiet storm via song, I alarm. That rapper you feel for is a billboard for Viacom. By and large, I try to dodge the bias strong arm of opinions that barely follow entire songs. I was wrong, decided to write a pious song. Tried to buy his time, was tired and couldn't find the brawn. Non-compliant soldier, I rap to a higher quota. I am bolder, don't put me next to guys, you hold up. You can't compare a Diet Cola to an Ayatollah. I invoke the type of foresight that they provided Noah. No, I know no boundary, fuck the clownery. Niggas be acting out so you wonder why there's a frown on me. That's for all of the jealous niggas surrounding me. Ignore my accolades but flinch at the very sound of me. Badass, curly-headed and spoiled. Tripped at Durant Square cause the drug dealers were royal. Faux Louis V sweatsuit I couldn't soil. Black medallion and a heavyweight belt made out of foil. Fake is the face that I faced on a daily basis for people.